Moving on, Israel is set to build more settler units on Palestinian land in the occupied West Bank despite international criticism. Israel's Planning and Building Committee is to issue permits for the construction of more than 900 settler units in different parts of the occupied territory on Thursday. Israel has demolished hundreds of Palestinian homes as part of its settlement expansion projects. Tel Aviv is now planning to displace hundreds of Palestinians as it's pushing for the demolition of their homes in the village of Susia to build settlements. On Monday, the European Union called on Tel Aviv to halt the planned demolition of the village and put an end to its settlement activities. For more on that story, Press TV's Mona Kandil joins us now from Ramallah. Mona, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the recent announcement by the Israelis. They've yet again ignored international criticism and have showed their intentions of expanding the settlement construction. Also, of course, focusing on the recent demolitions that are slated to take place in the village of Susia.
Well, that's right. Last week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will not approve any new settler units in the occupied West Bank, and Israel will not give the green light for building new settlements. However, now the Israeli civil administration that controls the occupied West Bank is set to approve new settler units in several settlements, mainly in Ephraim in the West Bank, tomorrow, Thursday, as you have mentioned. Now, 886 settler units are new, and the remaining were built several years ago, but without an Israeli approval. Two buildings were built in the so-called Beit Il settlement that is adjacent to Al-Jalazon refugee camp in occupied Ramallah. And in that area, clashes frequently take place between Palestinian youths and Israeli settlers, as well as Israeli soldiers. This is why the Israeli regime was rejecting in the first place to give the green light or to give an okay for those two major buildings in Beit Il settlement. And let's say several months ago, a separation wall was built around the settlement of Beit Il in order to prevent Palestinian youths from entering the settlement or trying to confront with the Israeli settlers. This comes as the European Union is calling on Israel not to continue building settler units, and is calling also for the Israeli Prime Minister not to give any new approval for settler units. This move is also comes while the Europeans are calling for their states to continue labeling products that come from the Israeli settlement. This comes also while the Israeli regime gave the order for demolishing houses in this Khirbet Susia, this Palestinian village that locates in Hebron al-Khalil. And the it's not the first time this village that had been demolished by the Israelis. This time the Israelis are trying to convince the people to move to Yatta, the nearby village in Hebron, in order to annex this land to the nearby Jewish settlements. The Europeans called on Israel not to demolish the homes of the Palestinians there. Also, the United States said if such a move would take place, it would be provocative. But as you know, and as the whole world knows, Israel continues to act as a state above the law, and it will continue ignoring international calls.
Thank you, Mona. Press TV's Mona Kandil joining us from Ramallah.